All right, strap yourselves in, because we are going deep today.
Diving right into the deep end.
Yes, with a little help from our friends over at the Spiritual Seek.
Oh, always a good time with them.
This time, you sent us their mini test called Are You a Nihilist?
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's a good one, right? So, of course, we had to unpack it.
Of
I mean, come
course,
on,
but it
it's
is.
the Spiritual Seek, so we know we're in for some thought-provoking stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, they're always pushing us to think differently, whether it's about spiritual awareness or, exploring our inner child. And now nihilism. Love it.
Well, maybe we should just level set for a second.
Yeah, good idea.
Like, for anyone who might not be, super familiar with nihilism, what are we even talking about here?
Right. Okay.
What is this beast
So
in
nihilism,
a nutshell?
it's basically the idea that life is like fundamentally meaningless, right? No big cosmic plan, no objective truth, kind of a heady concept, a little bleak for some, maybe.
I mean, it's definitely not all sunshine and rainbows.
No, but it is, like you said, thought-provoking.
Very much so.
And to be fair to the spiritual seek, they do present this as like just a mini test, right? More for sparking conversation than like, slapping a label on anybody.
Exactly.
No one's getting diagnosed with nihilism here.
No existential diagnoses happening
It's
here.
just a fun little mental exercise.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so how's this mini test work?
Okay, so they hit you with six statements.
Okay.
And you basically check off the ones that resonate with you.
Oh.
And the more you check, the more the test kind of hints that you might have some like nihilistic leanings.
Oh, I see, I see.
But again, it's not like a definitive thing,
Right.
more like a, food for thought kind of deal.
Okay, I'm ready. Hit me with statement number one.
Yeah.
What deep philosophical nugget are we starting with?
All right, here it is. I do not believe in any higher power, divine plan, or cosmic justice governing the universe.
Wow, right out the gate, they're not messing around.
Straight to the point, right?
So essentially, right off the bat, we're questioning this idea that, there's some preordained path or some guiding hand shaping our lives.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just about like traditional religious beliefs or whatever. It's really grappling with the idea that like we might be truly on our own in this like vast and indifferent universe.
No cosmic safety net, no
Nope.
predetermined destiny.
Just us making choices.
That's where it gets so interesting to me because, if there's no inherent meaning, no script already written, does that make our choices more significant or less significant? What do you think?
Oh, that's a tough one. It's kind of paradoxical, right? I mean, on one hand, it can be super liberating to realize you're not beholden to some grand plan. Like, you have the freedom to create your own meaning, to forge your own path.
Right. No cosmic puppet master calling
Exactly.
the shots.
But then on the other hand, it can be like really terrifying too to think that our actions might just be like a blip in the grand scheme of
Oh,
things.
yeah.
Like, if the universe doesn't care, do our choices even matter?
That is the question. All right, listeners, I want you to sit with that for a minute. Where do you land on this?
Higher power, preordained plan, or are we all just making it up as we go along? Does the thought of an unguided universe like excite you,
Yeah, does it?
or does it fill you with existential dread?
Lots to unpack there.
Okay, let's move on to statement number two.
All right, hit me.
What's next on the spiritual seek's nihilism hit list?
Okay, get ready for this one. I see truth as a fluid concept, shaped by perception and devoid of any ultimate foundation.
Ooh, this one's tricky.
Yeah, a little slippery, right?
Like, what is truth
Right. What even is truth?
if it's always changing?
Yeah, exactly. So this statement gets into epistemological nihilism.
Epistemological nihilism sounds intense.
It's basically the idea that truth isn't some fixed objective thing,
Yeah.
It's more like this constantly shifting landscape. It's shaped by our perspectives, our cultures, even just the limits of our own senses and understanding.
So basically, what I think is true today might be totally different tomorrow.
It's
Exactly.
think of it, how many scientific truths have been completely debunked over time?
Oh, so many, like the earth being flat.
Right, we laugh about it now.
I know.
But people really believe
For
that.
a long time,
Yeah,
yeah.
basically wonder what truths that we're clinging to right now might be proven false, 100 years from now.
It's mind-blowing when you think about it.
Right. Okay, so listeners, I gotta know, where do you stand on this one? Absolute truth. Or is truth more of a fluid thing, always changing?
Always evolving.
Give that one some thought.
Definitely makes you question everything, doesn't it?
It really does. And that's just two statements in.
Buckle up. There's more where that came from.
Okay, well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more from the Spiritual Seeks. Are you a nihilist? Mini test. Stay with us.
It really does make you think twice about, like, holding on to any belief too tightly.
No kidding. All right, what's next? What's statement number three? What other existential crisis is the spiritual seek about to throw at us?
All right, brace yourself. This one says, I accept that my own existence is accidental and lacks any predetermined reason for being.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this one hits a little close to home for me. It's like straight up existentialism right here. Just a cosmic accident.
Right.
A random collection of atoms with no, like, inherent purpose.
It's a tough one for a lot of people to swallow, you know?
Yeah.
We're so used to thinking our lives have to have some big meaning, some grand purpose.
Right, like there has to be a reason.
What if there isn't? What if it's all just like a big cosmic accident?
I mean, it's kind of terrifying when you really think about it, but also maybe kind of liberating.
I think that's a really great way to put it, because on one hand, it can feel like a huge burden to realize there's no like predetermined path.
Right, no instructions.
Right, no cosmic instruction manual. Like, we're responsible for creating our own meaning in a world that, like, might not even care if we exist.
But on the other hand, there's a freedom in that, too,
yeah.
Right? Like, we're not bound by destiny or some external force.
Exactly.
We can literally choose our own values, our own goals.
Our own definition of what it means to live a meaningful life.
It's kind of amazing when you think about it.
It really is.
Okay, listeners, I'm curious. How does this one sit with you? Accidental existence. Does it spark fear?
Or possibility.
Yeah. Or maybe a little both. Let us know.
Definitely food for thought.
Okay. Moving right along. Statement number four, what have we got?
Okay, here it is. I acknowledge that death is final and offers no continuation or transcendence beyond physical existence.
Okay, yeah. That one's heavy. No afterlife.
Nope. No heaven, no hell, no reincarnation.
This life is all we get.
This is it.
It's like the ultimate expression of our, like, finite nature, right?
No second chances.
No do-overs.
Just this one life.
And that can be so hard for some people to accept.
Yeah, because we're so used to clinging to hope, right? Believing in something beyond this earthly realm.
But what if there isn't anything else? Does that make this life, like, less meaningful?
Yeah.
Or does it make it more precious? You know what I mean?
That's the question, right? I mean, if we really accept that death is the end, does it lead to despair? Or does it make us appreciate this life even more?
I think for me, it definitely makes me want to live more in the present.
Mm-hmm.
Cherish every experience, every relationship.
Because that's all we've got.
Exactly. So, listeners, how about you? How do you grapple with the concept of death? Does the idea of finality freak you out? Or does it inspire you to make the most of right now? Let us know.
It's a big one.
It is a big one. Okay, let's shift gears a bit and tackle statement number five. What's up next?
All right, this one says, I reject the existence of objective moral values. Right and wrong are human constructs with no universal basis.
Whoa, okay, this is getting into some deep philosophical territory. Moral relativism.
Yeah, exactly. So we're talking about ethical nihilism here. It's the idea that, like, morality isn't some inherent truth of the universe. It's more like something that we as humans created.
So there's no, like, cosmic rule book for good and evil?
Nope, not according to this view.
So then who gets to decide what's right and wrong? It seems like it could lead to total chaos.
I know, right? That's a common concern. But think about it this way. Even if there was some objective moral code out there, how would we even know for sure what it is? We're always going to interpret it through our own lenses, right?
So even if there is a ultimate right and wrong, our understanding of it is always going to be subjective.
Exactly. And that's why, from this perspective, it's so important to talk about our values, to try to understand where our moral beliefs come from, and to be open to changing them if we need to.
That's a good point. It's not about throwing morality out the window.
Right.
It's about recognizing that it's, like, complicated.
Definitely complicated.
Okay, listeners, weigh in on this one. Objective morality or a human construct? What do you think?
It's a big one to ponder.
No doubt. Okay, we've got one statement left, and it sounds like a doozy.
All right, here it is. Get ready. I accept that human achievements, art, and culture are ultimately insignificant in the grand scheme of the universe.
Oof. This one feels a little bit bleak, not gonna lie.
It's definitely putting things in perspective.
Like, all of our efforts, our creations, everything we've ever done as humans,
yeah,
it's just a tiny blip on the cosmic radar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, think about the vastness of the universe, the billions of galaxies, the unimaginable expanse of time and space.
Like Carl Sagan said, a pale blue dot.
Exactly. And when you think about it like that, it can be pretty humbling.
Humbling and terrifying.
Right.
But does it mean that our achievements are meaningless?
That's a great question. And I think it's where the idea of cosmic insignificance can get misconstrued. It's not saying that our lives are pointless.
Okay.
It's more about recognizing our place in a much larger, you know, scheme of things.
So our achievements might not matter to the universe.
Right.
But they still matter to us.
Exactly. Think of it like this.
Yeah.
Imagine a beautiful sandcastle on a beach. It's intricate. It's amazing. It's a testament to the people who built it. But eventually the tide comes in and washes it all away. Does that make the sandcastle any less beautiful, or the effort of building it any less worthwhile?
I love that analogy. I get it now. Something can be temporary and still have meaning.
Exactly.
Okay, listeners, how about you? Does the idea of cosmic insignificance make you feel small and insignificant? Or does it free you up to focus on what matters to you in your own little corner of the universe?
It's a great question to ask yourself.
It really is. And that brings us to the end of the Spiritual Seeks Are You a Nihilist mini test. Remember, the more of those statements you agreed with, the more nihilistic you might be.
But like we said, even if you didn't agree with any of them, hopefully this conversation has gotten you thinking about, like, some big questions.
Yeah, about life, the universe, and everything.
And remember, this was just a mini test.
Right, not a diagnosis.
So I'm like a starting point.
Exactly. So if you're really into this stuff,
mm-hmm.
go explore. Read some philosophy, you know, ponder the vastness of the universe.
Have a good existential crisis.
Or, you know, just enjoy a cup of tea and contemplate the beauty of a meaningless existence.
Hey, that works too.
Okay, before we wrap up, one final question for you, dear listener.
Well,
now that we've gone through all this nihilistic stuff, how do you feel about meaning? Does it have to come from outside ourselves, like from some divine plan? Or can we create our own meaning even if the universe doesn't care?
Oh, that's a good one. Leave our listeners with something to ponder. That's a really deep question to leave them with.
It is. And it kind of brings me back to something I was thinking about earlier. Like, we spent all this time talking about nihilism
mm-hmm.
and how life might be meaningless. But you know what? This conversation has actually left me feeling kind of hopeful.
You know, I was just thinking the same thing. It's like facing the void head on. You know, accepting that there might not be this big cosmic plan, it kind of frees you up
yeah,
to make your
exactly.
own.
Exactly. Like, maybe the universe doesn't care.
Maybe not.
But we do. We find meaning in our connections, in our passions, in the things we create, even if it's all temporary.
It's like what makes us human, right?
Totally.
That we can look at this vast, indifferent universe and still find reasons to love, to create, to make connections.
And to find beauty.
Yes.
Even when it feels like there's none to be found.
It's like we're rebelling against the meaninglessness.
By just existing.
Exactly. Choosing to find meaning, even when we're told there might not be any.
I love that. And it makes me want to, like, really live, you know, savor every moment.
Mm-hmm.
Go after my dreams even harder.
Knowing that it's all up to you.
Exactly. It's all on me to make my life meaningful.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's a pretty powerful feeling. So to our listener, if you're out there feeling a little lost, a little unsure about, you know, the meaning of it all.
Yeah.
Just remember, you have the power to create your own.
Absolutely.
But don't be afraid to dive into those big questions, challenge your beliefs, and live a life that feels meaningful to you.
Yes. That's what it's all about.
All right. Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into nihilism. Thanks for joining us on this wild ride.
It's been a pleasure.
And remember, even in a meaningless universe, there's always something to discover. So keep those brains budding, those hearts open, and those spirits adventurous. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.